Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Abundant Thinking. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic that overlaps between the scientific and psychological topics that we talk about on this podcast. We're going to be talking about mastering the art of visualization. Visualization is a strategic practice that involves vividly imaging achieving your goals. It entails feeling your success and being able to visualize it and then being able to physically manifest it. You must be the future version of who you are trying to be and how you will get there if you want to be successful. You need to act a certain way before it actually happens. You don't become successful and then switch your personality. It happens the other way around. We're going to be breaking down this episode into several topics. First, we're going to be analyzing examples of practicing success as a mindset. Then go into the specifics of how our brain works to visualize our goals. Then apply the lessons that we learn to enhance our motivation and confidence, along with improving performance and skill acquisition, and much, much more. This is Mastering the Art of Visualization. I hope you guys enjoy. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode. I really appreciate it. We are on our 31st episode, guys. We're getting there. We're doing a great job. I appreciate all the support I'm getting. I appreciate all the kind words from you guys. Got some good things coming in the future, so just wait. Stick around for that. I'm very excited to see how everything goes. I obviously don't want to reveal too much, but we're talking about visualization, like I mentioned, and I want to go back to the example that I said about being a future version of yourself. A while ago, I was having a conversation with one of my friends, and he was bringing up this topic, how if every successful person is acting successful before they become successful, right? Of course, there's gonna be some outliers. You have your one-hit wonders, but for the most part, if you want to be successful, you have certain traits. And if you have those certain traits, you don't develop those traits after you become successful. You need to go days, weeks, months, maybe even years without seeing results. And over time, you will mold yourself into the person that you want to become. If you guys are familiar with psychology, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And the first thing I want to talk about, art of visualization, is the fact that this is a practice outside of self-improvement in itself. In my communications class, we have to give speeches. And one of the ways to succeed in those speeches is to imagine yourself succeeding before you actually do. Seeing the end result. When you go up to speak, you think to yourself, okay, I'm going to visualize success and see myself after this speech, sitting down, getting a round of applause, and being done with it. And this applies in every single avenue of life. If you're doing a business deal, visualize yourself getting the deal done. It gives you more confidence and more self-awareness because you can see the end result and structure it in a way that it actually happens. So if you think to yourself, okay, after the deal, I'm going to get it done, I'm going to shake his hand, etc. Then when it actually happens, you're going to remember the steps that you took to essentially think about what you wanted to get done. Also, we have something called an RAS. It's a reticular activating system. And visualization activates the reticular activating system in our brain. And essentially what the RAS, we're going to call it the RAS, what the RAS does is it acts as a filter for information, focusing our attention on what is important to us. And by consistently visualizing our goals and desires, we prime our RAS to notice opportunities and resources that can help us achieve them. And by visualizing the destination you want to go, we prepare our RAS to act like a radar to collect data to aid us on our path to that destination. And visualization boosts motivation and confidence by creating a sense of familiarity with our desired outcomes. This is a way to improve your motivation and your confidence as well. So when we vividly imagine ourselves succeeding, our brain registers it as a real experience, which I thought was super interesting. I'm going to say that again. When we vividly imagine ourselves succeeding, our brain registers it as a real experience, triggering the release of neurotransmitters associated with confidence and motivations. So things like dopamine, serotonin. And there are even measurable improvements in our performance and skill acquisitions that we can use. So there have been numerous studies that have shown that visualization can significantly improve performance and skill acquisition in various domains, including sports, business, arts, etc. and by mentally rehearsing actions and scenarios, we reinforce neural pathways associated with those actions, leading to enhanced muscle memory and performance when we execute them in real life.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the episode so far. I want to say that this episode is proudly sponsored by no one. If you're enjoying these episodes, make sure you follow and hit the bell notification icon so you stay up to date with all of my episodes. This way, you will know when I post. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of this episode.
So if you guys think about it, you're practicing in your mind. Like I mentioned earlier, when you go to shake, you plan to shake the guy's hand at the end of the business deal. It's a memory, so it's going to be like second nature to you. It's going to be something that you're going to do without thinking about it because it's muscle memory. And if you are nervous to speak, for example, for I was talking about my communications class, if you keep rehearsing your speech and imagining you in that situation, how are you going to do it? It's going to be muscle memory. So it won't be as hard if you guys can actually learn how to do this. And I don't know if you guys did listen to one of my first episodes. I talked about neuroplasticity. And what neuroplasticity is our brain's way of making new neural pathways. Definition according to Wikipedia for neuroplasticity is the ability of neural networks in the brain to change through growth and reorganization. So I want to tie this back to visualization because it says that being able to visualize things can improve performance and skill acquisitions and reinforce neural pathways associated with those actions. So essentially what neuroplasticity is you learning from your actions and your brain making new neural pathways for them. So I'll give you guys a good example. If you touch the stove and it's hot, you're going to burn yourself. And your brain's going to know that, okay, when you see that stove, don't touch it because it's going to be hot and you don't want to go through the same thing again. So that is an association with neuroplasticity. And that visualization can reduce our anxiety and stress. And I want to touch on this one too because this is what I use it for because I get super anxious. And especially before big speeches and presentations, I'm not a superhuman, right? I get nervous and I've been told in the past to fake it till you make it, but I really don't like to live my life dependent on something, if that makes sense. So I don't want to every single time have to fake it until I can get through the presentation, right? I don't want to just barely get by. I want to get by with flying colors. I want to prove to myself that I'm able to do this without having to rely on something that's easy. I don't want to fake it. I want to go through all these emotions. I want to feel how terrible it's going to be when I'm going to have 50 people looking at me all at the same time. But I want to get used to that feeling as well. And visualization can be used as a tool for reducing anxiety and stress by creating a mental sanctuary, if you will, where we feel safe and calm. So kind of a safe place. By visualizing ourselves in a peaceful and tranquil environment, we activate the relaxation response in our body, leading to decreased levels of cortisol and other stress hormones. I heard an amazing quote a very long time ago, and I'm going to paraphrase a lot here because I don't remember it, but God, I forgot who it was, but it was so nice. Essentially, what the quote was saying is, people always want to go on vacations. This might be from Marcus Aurelius's Meditation, my favorite book. I'm always preaching it, guys. So take a look if you want to. But it was something along the lines of everybody always wants to escape, find something better, live a better life. And Marcus Aurelius, the author, he says, you can do that by looking within. So what he means by this is meditation. And he's saying that everybody always wants to have this great life and be in this peaceful state of mind, but you can do that whenever you want by looking within yourself and meditating and understanding your emotions. And this ties back to visualization because, like I previously mentioned with my sanctuary example, if you're in this confined space where you feel safe and calm, you're going to be able to visualize yourself in a peaceful and tranquil environment, which activates the relaxation response for our body. So this is scientifically proven, and it leads to decreased levels of cortisol and other stress hormones. So it allows you to relax a little bit. You know, I know my mom, shout out to my mom. She's always telling me if I'm ever stressed or maybe scared of something to picture that I'm in a good environment, right? I remember when I was very little, you know, I'd get nightmares or I'd get very scared. And I have such vivid memories of my mom being there for me and telling me things like, all right, imagine you're in a beach. Imagine you're in a good place. And to be honest, It sounds kind of funny, a little bit off topic, but I feel like the beach was never too much of a safe place for me when I pictured a beach. But I feel like now that I'm a little older, I can really appreciate the beach more and the calmness. But I would always picture myself somewhere else. But it's individual, obviously. You don't have to be on a beach. But the most important thing is being able to escape the world and calm yourself down and separate your emotions from what reality is. It's very easy to be scared of things because you don't know what to expect, but if you train yourself to understand the signs, if that makes sense, or the indicators is a better word for how you're feeling when you're stressed, you're going to be able to more clearly help yourself. So we can see how visualization can help us tackle tasks in our daily lives to overcome them, understand the scientific background behind RAS, and implement that knowledge towards bettering our own motivation, confidence, performance, mental health, and overall skills. It's critical for a successful mindset. Try to envision your success for the future, and you can make it your present. I want to give a very special thank you to Karem Tazdan for writing and organizing this episode. I hope you guys took something out of this, and this has been Abundant Thinking. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day.